How are we going to pay our bills this month? I had just returned from working a long shift at one of my three part-time jobs. Having just received our bachelor's degrees in 2006, my wife and I were ready to change the world. But the world had changed on its own before we had our chance. Instead of endless opportunities, we found a lack of jobs, plummeting housing values, older generations working longer, and the thought of retirement a distant fantasy. Our financial situation was daunting, but it was the stress on her face that cut deeper than any bill. We owned a house worth less than we paid for it, and a car that was almost as old as we were. Yet, we worked tirelessly to hold on to these possessions as the market took a turn for the worst.
I swear, it was just like the opening scene from the movie Cinderella Man, where the prosperous living of the Rory Toonies, exemplified by fancy possessions and a clip full of money on the dresser, turns into a faded gray scene of the Great Depression, where the same money clip was empty and most of the possessions on the dresser were gone.
The once vibrant face of a successful man, played by Russell Crowe, was now worn from the stress and turmoil he was experiencing as his wife, Renee Zellweger, showed him the past due notices and the lack of food and milk for their family to survive. How could things change so quickly? While our situation was not quite as dramatic, the parallels were uncanny. I couldn't help but think back to when I was a freshman in college with the whole world in front of me.
This crazy idea was fueled by the notion that if I worked hard and did well in school, I could have my piece of the American dream, e.g., White House with a picket fence.
Boy, was I wrong. My name is Jordan. My wife, Whitney, and I are 30 years old with graduate degrees. Hers is a master's in teaching, and mine is a law degree and a master's in business administration. For 6 years, we worked hard and paid dearly to make that accomplished walk across the stage to get our diplomas and truly start our careers. No, to start our lives. The current reality is that Whitney's not a teacher and I'm not an attorney. Hindsight is a funny thing. Honestly, I never had a job for more than 2 years. I simply got bored. The thought of being at a job for 30 to 40 years terrified me, and my wife shared this sentiment. So, instead of focusing on what career would define our lives, we were determined to define our lives ourselves. The fork in the road came as I had finished college in 2006, and I was headed for law school. If I was honest with myself, the real reason I wanted to be a lawyer was that it paid well, and new lawyers were getting hired right out of school. There was safety in that profession. I knew we could be comfortable. But in my 3 years at law school, the market crashed, and I graduated into an economy short on jobs, money, and opportunity. The promise that hard work, good grades, and a diploma would earn you a job served only to remind me how much the world had changed. I picked up work where I could, struggling to keep our bank account above $100 at any given time. Our monthly payments were all strategically timed, and the thought of automatic bill pay was laughable. I constantly lay awake at night thinking, okay, I did everything right. I worked hard and got good grades. Why is this happening? Why can I only get part-time retail jobs when I have a $200,000 education? It didn't make sense, and quite honestly, it didn't seem fair. Does any of this sound familiar? I had a real gut check moment. I could either spend the next 30 years blaming the economy and feeling sorry for myself, or I could work harder. No, smarter, to create opportunities for my family. I wasn't the first person to be dealt a tough hand, and I certainly wouldn't be the last. But despite the down economy, I paused and reflected on the fact that more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than any other time in American history.